God bless you. It's great to be with you today, and I hope you'll stay connected with us during the week through our daily podcast, our YouTube channel, social media, and you can come visit us in person. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. But I'd like to start with something funny, and I heard about this elderly couple. They were sitting on a swing celebrating their 60th anniversary. Feeling romantic, the husband said to his wife, "Honey, our love is tried and true." She had difficulty hearing and asked him to repeat it. He said it louder. "I said, our love is tried and true." She still couldn't hear him. Said, "What? Would you speak up?" Frustrated, he shouted, "I said, our love is tried and true." She said, "Well, fine. I'm sick of you too." Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about 1,000 times more. God's dream for your life is much bigger than your own. The places He's going to take you, the doors that are going to open, the people you're going to meet are going to far exceed anything you've thought. You're listening today to my 1,000th message. I didn't think I could do one message. I didn't know this was in me. What God has for you is going to boggle your mind. The favor you're going to step into, the dreams you're going to accomplish, the giants you're going to defeat. Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 1, "May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more than you are." God has 1,000 times more blessing for you, 1,000 times more joy, 1,000 times more influence, 1,000 times more resources. That means you have plenty not only to pay off your house, but to pay off your family members' houses. 1,000 times more opportunity. You're not hoping to get a good break. You have to choose which opportunity is the best. 1,000 times more energy. You're not dragging through the day tired and run down. You're full of vitality, supernatural strength. You run and don't get weary. Now the whole key is you have to receive this 1,000 times blessing. You have to let it take root in your spirit. Because in your mind, it'll say, "There's no way. This will never happen for me, Joel. I don't have the talent. I don't come from the right family. I've reached my limits." Tune all that out and get in agreement with God. One touch of His favor can make you 1,000 times more. One idea, one contract, one divine connection can catapult you further than you've ever dreamed. Imagine what the Israelites thought when they heard 1,000 times more. They were former slaves. They'd been mistreated, taken advantage of. Now they were wandering in the desert, no place to live. I'm sure they thought, "Moses, you have the wrong people." Maybe that happened for the Pharaoh and his family. Or maybe the royalty in Ethiopia, they have influence, but we're stuck out here in the desert. God knew everything about them. He knew what they had been through. He knew what they didn't have. He knew how impossible it looked. Yet He still told them, "Get ready. I'm going to make you 1,000 times more than you are. I'm going to give you houses that you didn't build. You're going to reap from vineyards that you didn't plant." And there was scarcity out in the desert, just enough to survive. But they were coming into a land where it took two people to carry the cluster of grapes, a land of overflow. Abundance, 1,000 times more. God is not limited by your resources, your position, your background. He's bringing you into a wide and spacious place. Now don't talk yourself out of it, talk yourself into it. "Lord, I receive this 1,000 times blessing. Lord, thank you for 1,000 times more influence, 1,000 times more resources, 1,000 times more creativity." Well, Joel, that's kind of far out. Yes, we serve a far out God. And today is not for ordinary people. This is for radical believers. This is for people that'll take the limits off of God and Believe for the exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond favor that God has in store. I've seen this in my own life. I didn't think I could get up and minister. I told my father for 17 years that I wasn't a pastor. One Sunday, he asked me to speak for him, just give him a break, and I said that I would. I sat down to write my first message, and it was so painful, trying to think of what to say. I got through and thought, thank God that's over. I'll never have to do it again. And it's not that I didn't want to. I just didn't think I was able. Didn't have the training. I wasn't dynamic like my father. But when he passed that next week, I knew I was supposed to step up and pastor the church. And I spoke my second message and walked off the platform, and thought said, you're done. You have nothing to share next week. Your well is dry. And it seemed like the truth. But on that next Wednesday, when I sat down to write my message, much to my surprise, something else came out. I did message number 3, then message 25. Then 240, then 560, then 920. Now, I can tell you today on my 1,000th message that we serve a God who can make you 1,000 times more than you are. But if you would have told me back when I was behind the scenes doing the television production that one day I would be a pastor and I would have 1,000 messages and we would have church in a former basketball arena, I would have said, you have the wrong person. There's no way that could happen. You don't know where God has taken you. Maybe you've only heard what you can't do and how you don't measure up. Or even your own thoughts, like with me. You don't have what it takes. You're not as good as your father, Joel. Just accept where you are. Those are all lies to try to keep you from the greatness God put in you. Receive this into your spirit. Because you are obedient, the Lord God of your fathers is making you 1,000 times more than you are. 1,000 times more successful. 1,000 times more influence. 1,000 times more wisdom. We hear that and our mind goes, tilt, tilt, tilt. That's impossible. You have to turn your mind off and let this take root down in your spirit. This is what faith is all about. 1 Kings chapter 15. There was a famine in Israel and the people were struggling to survive. God told the prophet Elijah to go to the city of Zarephath, for there was a widow that would take care of him. When he arrived, he asked the woman to make him something to eat. She said, sir, I'd love to, but all I have is enough flour and enough oil to make me and my son one last meal. She had already decided they were going to eat and then that'd be it. She was done. Elijah said, I understand, but please do me a favor and make me a meal first, and then you and your son can have what's left over. That seems so selfish. She could have said, who do you think you are? I'm not going to feed you. We're starving. But sometimes God will ask you to do things that don't make sense. It's a test. Joel, will you speak that first message even though you don't feel qualified? Or will you forgive that person that doesn't deserve it? Will you be good to that neighbor even when you need the funds? This woman had every right to turn him down, but she took that step of faith and cooked him a meal first. She noticed in those containers, even though she had used the flour and the oil, there was still some left. She thought, that's strange. She made another meal. The next day, there was still more flour, more oil. When you do things God asks you to do that don't make sense, when you obey, when you don't understand, God will do things that don't make sense. The oil and the flour never ran out during the whole famine. It's significant that the famine was 3.5 years. That's over 1,000 days. She went from only only enough for one meal to having over 1,000 meals. What happened? She came into the 1,000 times more blessing. When you look at your circumstances, like this woman, you may think, I don't have enough. I don't have the talent, the strength, the finances. You're looking at it in the natural, but we serve a supernatural God. He knows how to multiply, how to sustain, how to open doors. He can part Red Seas. He can bring water out of a rock. He can take five loaves and feed a multitude. He can use a slingshot to bring down a giant. He hasn't brought you this far to leave you. He has supernatural provision, supernatural healing, supernatural breakthroughs. If you're going to see this thousand times more blessing, it's important what voices you listen to. I got my nerve up and spoke my first sermon. My father was so proud, beaming with joy. I never dreamed that would be the last Sunday of his life. He had a heart attack and went to be with the Lord. I started speaking on the weekends. I was very unsure of myself, nervous, intimidated. I knew everyone had come because of my father. Now I was up there and I didn't have the experience or the training. The third message I ever spoken, I was walking through the lobby that Sunday after the service, and there were two older ladies in front of me talking, and they didn't know I was behind them. One said, "He's not as good as his father." The other answered, "Yeah, I don't think the church is going to make it." That was the worst possible thing I could have heard. They might as well said, "He's a loser. He should quit right now." I was already insecure, wondering if I could do it. The enemy is strategic. He knows how to plant doubt, discouragement, inferiority at just the right time. Often he'll use people. This was a critical moment. My destiny hung in the balance. I was tempted to believe then, like, man, I'm not good at this. Nobody's going to listen. It's going to go downhill. Right when I was about to agree with them, something rose up in me like a fire, like a holy anger. I thought to myself, "You don't determine my destiny. You didn't call me. You didn't anoint me. I am not who you say I am. I am who God says I am. I am favored. I am confident. People like me. I will become who I was created to be." That was a destiny moment. I could have shrunk back and believed what they said. I would have stopped at message number three. 997 messages would have laid dormant, never being spoken because I listened to the wrong voices. Tune out all the negative and get in agreement with God. He said 1,000 times more. He says you will lend and not borrow. He said he's restoring health back into you. He said your children are mighty in the land. He said your latter days will be better than your former days. Now don't let wrong voices talk you out of it. The enemy would love to keep you from your 1,000 times more. He'll use discouragement. Sometimes people that try to push you down. Man, you'll never get well. I saw the medical report. You can't break that addiction. You've had it for so long. You can't lead your company. You don't have the talent. He wouldn't be talking to you if he didn't know 1,000 times more is coming. God will give you grace for every season. Like with me, you'll feel that fire, that knowing that what's being said is not your destiny. That's when you have to rise up and say, "No thanks. I am not who you say I am. I am who God says I am." This is what my mother did. When she was diagnosed with terminal liver cancer back in 1981 and given a few weeks to live, she was very sick, weighed 89 pounds. Medically speaking, there was nothing more that could be done. Voices whispered in the night, "You can be buried in that new red dress." She could have been depressed, gone around defeated. All throughout the day, I would hear my mother quoting scriptures, "I will live and not die. By his stripes, I am healed. With long life, God will satisfy me." It didn't happen overnight, but little by little, my mother got better and better. It was 43 years ago. One report said a few weeks to live, but my mother came into that 1,000 times more blessing. 43 years is over 15,000 days. God has some of these 1,000 times more for you. The medical report may say just a little while, but God has the final say. Why don't you believe for 1,000 times more? Those ladies said, "I was done at message number three, but 1,000 messages later, I'm still going strong." But often we look at the medical report and what we don't have, and man, these ladies are not for me. But when you come into that 1,000 times blessing, supernatural things happen, things that you can't explain. In the scripture, Samson killed 1,000 enemies with the jawbone of a donkey. not a sword, not a rifle, not a slingshot, but with a jawbone. How could that be? He had the 1,000 times more blessing. With this blessing, you will defeat giants that are much bigger. You will overcome the cancer, the addiction, the bad childhood. You'll accomplish dreams that seemed impossible. There's a divine empowerment on you to do things that seem far over your head. The scripture talks about different levels of favor and anointing. Elisha received a double portion of Elijah's anointing. Double is great. Talks about when you sow a seed, you can receive a 30-fold return, 60-fold, even 100-fold. 100 times is amazing. But when God says, I'm going to make you 1,000 times more than you are, He's talking about things that you can't imagine, things that you didn't see coming. If you're going to receive this 1,000 times more, there has to be an expectancy, a faith that says, God, I believe that you have greater things for me. God gave David an incredible promise that his family would always be on the throne and that they would have a lasting dynasty. It was more than David could imagine. He said in 2 Samuel 7, God, who am I that you would do this? I'm just a shepherd. I come from an ordinary family. He was so overwhelmed and so amazed trying to take it all in. He could have stopped there and thought, it seems impossible. I don't see how that could happen. But David understood that he had to get in agreement with God. The only promises that will come to pass in your life are the promises that you let take root. And David said in verse 25, Lord God of Israel, you have declared this over me, and I am bold enough to pray it. God, do what you promised concerning my family. He was saying, this seems far out, but God, since you said it, I'm in agreement. Let it happen. God is saying to you today, I'm going to make you 1,000 times more than you are. I'm going to open new doors. I'm going to bring new people. You're going to discover gifts you didn't know were in you. You're going to step into favor, leadership, influence that you've never imagined. Now you can discount this. I don't see how, Joel. Looks impossible. You don't know my background. David was a shepherd. The Israelites were former slaves. Why don't you do like David and say, God, let what you have spoken over my life come to pass. I'll receive the 1,000 times more blessing. You don't have to figure out how. The how is not up to you. All you have to do is believe. That's when the creator of the universe goes to work. Moses was in the desert one time. The Israelites started complaining about not having any meat to eat. They had manna every morning, something like bread, but they were tired of that. They said, Moses, why'd you bring us out here in the desert to die? We could have stayed in Egypt as slaves, but at least we'd had some good food. God was so fed up with them. He told Moses, tell the people, I'm going to give them meat for a whole month. They were out in the middle of the desert. Moses said, God, that's not possible. Even if we butchered all of our flocks and all of our herds, we wouldn't have that much meat. I love the way God answered back. He said, Moses, when did I become weak? He was saying, have you forgotten who I am, the all-powerful creator of the universe? And sometimes we look at our situations, think 1,000 times more. How could that be possible? Here's where I work. Here's what I make. Here's the family I come from. We're telling God all the reasons it can't happen. God is saying, when did I become weak? I spoke worlds into existence. I shut the mouths of hungry lions. I gave Sarah a baby at 90 years old. I opened prison doors for Paul and Silas. I healed Joel's mother of terminal cancer. I changed a council member's mind and gave you the compact center. When God says, I'm gonna make you 1,000 times more, He's not scratching His head trying to figure out how. He's not checking with your bank account, your education, the family you came from. This is not dependent on what you have. It's dependent on what He has. All He needs from us is to obey and to take the limits off of Him. Lord, I'm in agreement with you 1,000 times more. These 2 million people out in the desert, God shifted the winds and caused a huge flock of quail to fly into the camp. The scripture says, no one gathered less than 50 bushels of quail. They had meat for over a month. What's interesting is quail normally wouldn't fly that far away from the water. They would stay close to the shore. But when the wind shifted, they were so strong that it blew them into the Israelites' camp. One shift and you'll see 1,000 times more. One shift and the quail will come looking for you. They didn't have to go find it, go hunt. God brought the provision to them. You don't have to make this happen, force doors to open, manipulate people. No, just keep honoring God and He'll bring the 1,000 times more. He'll make things happen that you couldn't make happen. Moses said, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more than you are. This is implying a generational blessing, the God of your fathers. There is favor you're going to see because of those that went before you in your family line. You may have never met them, but they honored God. They prayed, they served, they helped others, but they didn't see the fullness of what they should have. Some were overlooked, mistreated, not given what they deserved, but they didn't complain. They weren't bitter, they just kept doing the right thing. God is keeping the records. Part of this 1,000 times more is payback for what should have been your families. There are blessings that have been stored up because of their faithfulness. Your relatives paid the price for you to step into houses you didn't build, vineyards that you didn't plant. As I speak my 1,000th message today, I realize I didn't get here by myself. I can look back and see the faithfulness of those that went before me. My parents pastored here for 40 years. I'm reaping seeds that they've sown. My grandfather worked at a refinery in Baytown for decades, never missed a day of work. When he retired, he'd come down to the church and do repairs. I'd see him under the portable buildings, fixing the plumbing. He was an orphan growing up. Nobody wanted him, passed from house to house. But today, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, we're seeing favor because of him. God is releasing some of those stored up blessings. As a little boy, I'd travel with my family during the summer to these conferences where my father would speak. I would see him up there in front of a couple thousand people ministering. Everyone loved my dad. He was so strong and inspirational. I would watch as a little boy and think, look at my father. How can he do that? He's amazing. I'd beam with joy. In my mind, he was so far above anything I could ever become. And I was fine with that. I love celebrating my father. Those 17 years that I worked behind the scenes, my goal was to make him look good, help him to shine. But you don't know what God has put in you. I was in awe that he could speak to a couple thousand. Well, today, through the media, I speak to 1,000 times more every day. I never dreamed I would be here. To honor my father today, I wore his shoes. These are the shoes that Victoria and I bought him 37 years ago. He wore them for many years. And when he passed, I wore them that first year that I ministered in 1999. Today, 1,000 messages later, I can say the God of my fathers is a faithful God. He's taken me where I've never dreamed and brought things out of me I didn't know I had. Like that widow with the meal, every week, these messages just keep coming. When my father wrote a book, it would sell about 10,000 copies. I never thought I could write a book. I barely passed English in high school. Victoria was always encouraging me to write one, but I thought, man, what would I say? Eventually, I wrote my first one, Your Best Life Now. It sold 10 million copies, 1,000 times more than my father's. And I'm not here to brag on me. I'm bragging on the greatness of our God. I want to light a new fire in you to know that God has greater things. I can tell you firsthand, He has 1,000 times more for you. Will you receive it? Will you start expecting, believing, praying bold prayers? I get up every morning and I still think, how did this happen? I didn't know this was in me. Who knows where God is taking you? It's not dependent on your talent, your background, who you know. Keep your heart pure before God. Walk humbly before Him. Let go of things you know are holding you back. Compromise, wrong people, lack of integrity. Your destiny is too important. God is looking for people He can trust with 1,000 times more. Not perfect people, but people that have a heart to please Him. I haven't worn these shoes in 24 years. One thing I've noticed this time is they don't fit me anymore. Either the leather has shrunk up or my feet have grown, but they're not comfortable. What I've come to understand is they're not supposed to fit. What God has for you is greater than those that went before you. Honor them, show them respect, but don't settle where they were. God is a progressive God. He wants every generation to increase. Your parents, your family, they may have done well, but the God of your fathers is going to make you 1,000 times more than you are. Get ready for something that you haven't seen, favor you didn't deserve, good breaks that find you, quail coming into the camp. God has some explosive blessings, blessings that will catapult you ahead. Let me ask you, have you ever prayed this prayer? God, make me 1,000 times more than I am. That's not being selfish. That's getting in agreement with God. Don't go through life with a little vision, thinking you've reached your limits. Try a different approach. Every morning, Father, thank you for 1,000 times more. That's your faith being released. That's what allows God to exceed your expectations. And on my 1,000th message, I want to declare this over you. Receive it into your spirit. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more than you are. 1,000 times more influence, 1,000 times more resources, 1,000 times more strength, 1,000 times more fulfillment for the glory of God to build His kingdom in Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen? Amen. I receive it as well. Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, stick with me and we'll seal it in prayer. Lord, we receive this into our spirits today. Lord, we take the limits off of you. We're not going to try to figure out how. We're not going to get talked out of it. We're not going to listen to negative voices. God, we believe you can take us places we could never go on our own. Lord, we've seen it in the past. We've seen your faithfulness and your goodness. But Lord, we thank you the best is still yet to come. I thank you, Lord, that your people are leaving today encouraged, inspired, full of faith, knowing that you are for them, that you have great things in store. Protect them and their children as they go about school and work this week. And Lord, I just speak your blessings over every person under the sound of my voice in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity if you died a little while from now? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know that comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God. You know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm gonna ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts, he'll whisper, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. I have people at the house. I can't lift my hand. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm gonna give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate, You need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand clap as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be others. Anybody else? Your heart's beating fast? Come on, Lakewood, let's cheer me. And they're still standing all over, watching and listening. Anybody else? Don't be left out. Well, God bless you. And please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand. And more importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. God's never going to be ashamed of you because you took this step of faith. And the scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind all praying this after me if you would, please? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing one more moment. I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment for the next year. Just like you go to work, you're going to be here in person, online, on the radio, however you do it. I'll make a promise before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become who God's created you to be. And I know you're busy. Sunday's probably a day off. Let me tell you, there is a blessing on your life when you put God first place and you get into a community of faith. I hope you'll take me up on that. Hey, after service, there's a room over here called New Beginnings. If you need anything, information, prayer, anything, we'd be happy to talk to you. I'm out there in the lobby. Can't stop by today. Stop by whenever you can. I'd love to meet you. But know this, there's some classes after service. Online, there's a lot of things as well. But the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, May 19, 2024, a new day of victory in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, let me speak the blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. We love you very much. Have a great week, a favor-filled week. See you back real soon.